Time now for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Today, we are shining the spotlight on the Amherst School System, and here to help us do that, we've got Mike Molnar, the Assistant Superintendent at Amherst. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me, Andy.
Well, a lot to get into. Very exciting times in Amherst. And let's begin with the newness of the Powers Elementary School. This is going to be really fun for you guys. As a matter of fact, you guys are going to open things up right after winter break. Sounds like this is going to be a really cool facility.
Yeah, it's amazing how we talked about this a year ago, and now we're almost here for the grand opening. Things are getting completed right now. The playground's in. Thank you to our Powers PTO, who helped pay for a playground resurface. Instead of the traditional mulch, we have a brand new rubberized soft playground surface. Furniture's being delivered, technology's coming in, everything's getting ready so we can open January 4th, right when everyone returns from winter break.
Very, very cool stuff. And while we're on the topic of that new Powers Elementary School, what are some of the really cool amenities on the inside that you guys are really excited about?
We're really excited about the addition of technology and the spaces. The rooms are going to have garage doors that open up into a common space. They're going to have dividers between rooms that open up between rooms so classrooms can do some collaborative work together. A lot of great things that just help kids get ready for the 21st century and collaborating. One cool feature I have to mention from our school's foundation is, you know, Amherst is big about tradition. And one of the things we did do a feature in the building was we actually were able to grab bricks from each of the three other buildings that are being torn down. And we have a feature wall that has bricks from all three buildings and the new building. And each one is going to have the dedication plaque from the building on the feature wall. So it's going to be a really cool feature in the building.
Nice. So you're able to preserve some of the older buildings as well. Very, very nice. Good stuff. Well, you guys are going to be teaching something a little bit different in the elementary school. You guys are teaching Spanish to kindergartners through second graders. Explain how all of this works and why you guys decided to go with this.
Yeah, so every year you're looking for more opportunities for your students, and sometimes you have to reallocate resources and personnel. And over the last couple of years, we've had a decline in enrollment that finally hit the high school. And we looked at a need for foreign language at the high school, and we just found that we had one teacher that we had available that we could utilize in another building. So we asked the teacher, Jill Williams, to possibly go down to the elementary and teach Spanish this year to our K-1 and 2 students. And she's just doing a phenomenal job and actually loves it. The kids love it. The teachers love it. They're learning a new language, which is helping them all across the board. So it's just a real cool thing that we hope to expand next year into our middle school so that we have Spanish available to all kids K through 12.
Wow. So by the time they get into middle school, they'll be pretty well versed in Spanish. Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you guys also have a family first night coming up, and I know this is something that we've discussed before, but tell us the details on the Amherst family first night.
Yeah, so we had two successful family first nights last year, and so we decided to do it again with support from our PTO. And the first one coming up is November 13th. And again, the idea is that we have so many commitments in life and we're so busy, we want to press pause and have everyone spend time with their families. And so the school district's not going to have homework or studying or sports or practices. The idea is for you to spend that night, November 13th, with your family. It's great that we have support from our local businesses who oftentimes offer discounts for families to join them, maybe in a restaurant or for another activity. And so we also encourage people to put their pictures on social media. So it's just a really community event that really just support the family and have school support the kids and parents.
Yeah, that's one of those neat things. I think parents, too, can get caught up and busy with work after work or whatever you may want to call it. That may be a reminder to them, hey, let's go do something tonight. If the kids have the free time, the parents could probably make that up, too.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things that you find that the families get into on these particular nights? I'm not sure if it was you, Mike, that we spoke with about this last year, but I think board games were a pretty big thing that families got into. Or I know that there were some restaurants offering discounts and things of that nature. But, well, what's some of the feedback you've gotten from some of the parents who have been a big part of this?
You know, they really appreciate the support. And like you mentioned, we have a great downtown area. So a lot of parents go out to dinner. But you're right, going back to the nostalgia and just having a board game night, we see a lot of pictures of just people playing Monopoly and all those board games that we're used to when we were children. So it's just a fun night for everyone.
We are being joined by Mike Molnar, the assistant superintendent at Amherst, on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, shining the spotlight today on Amherst and all the wonderful things going on in the Amherst school system. And speaking of which, how about the Future Ready campaign? This is something that affects a lot of different grade levels. Well, what's going on with the Future Ready campaign?
Well, like many districts, many districts are starting to implement more technology, and of course, you've heard a lot about one-to-one, having one device for every student. And so when our new technology supervisor, Doug Cogdell, came on board this year, we developed a six-year plan that can address student devices, staff devices, and classroom devices. And the first step was getting Chromebooks into the hands of our students. So 3rd through 12th grade are going to be given an individual Chromebook. I think we're through the middle school and junior high, and we're working on the high school right now. But the focus for many districts is on the device, the one-to-one device. And we said, well, what's more important than devices? What we do with it? And what are we doing? I think we're getting kids ready for their future. And so we decided to launch the campaign of a Future Ready campaign, that this isn't about the device, it's about the instruction and what's happening, preparing kids for the future. So we have a whole campaign about we are Future Ready here in Amherst.
So you're implementing a new six-year technology plan, and you know, you mentioned that part of the process is a device for every student, and the way you detailed it, grades 3 through 12, these students are receiving a personal Chromebook for educational use. Why did you guys go that route to give each kid a Chromebook? What was the decision? What was the factor there?
Well, we looked at many different devices, and we found a Chromebook that just had a lot of the features that we wanted. It was sturdy and durable. Also, it could flip into a tablet. It had a built-in pencil or pen with it as well. Had a couple cameras on it, and it was touchscreen, so it just had everything that you might need to be flexible in instruction and learning.
What are some of the other aspects of this six-year technology plan, in addition to the personal Chromebook for kids ages of or in grades 3 through 12?
Well, in addition, oftentimes, you know, besides just adding devices to the kids, you know, you have to think about your staff and keeping them updated as well, and also the classroom. You know, I'm sure you often hear about projectors in the classrooms and smart boards. Well, we're transitioning. I mean, a lot of things are new and happening out there, like touchscreen TVs. And like in our new building that we're opening, they're not going to be projectors or smart boards. There's going to be touchscreen TVs that are mobile that can be moved throughout the entire room and throughout the entire building. So things are just changing. So you have to keep a vision of what's coming down the pike and prepare for the future in technology and education.
Long gone are the days of the chalkboard, right? Holy
That's right.
smokes. Yeah, and almost like we're getting to that point now where the dry erase boards are being looked at as prehistoric in this day and age, too. It's crazy how it has all changed. And, you know, I think we looked at it as maybe a luxury, not a necessity, going back to the idea of each student's in grades 3 through 12 having a personal Chromebook, but that seems like it's becoming more of a necessity as education continues to change.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, anywhere you go, I mean, global communication, I mean, you have to have a device to work globally and work collaboratively throughout, you know, 21st century, so it's a necessity, absolutely.
And I also think that's one of the things that will certainly help a lot of the kids get ready for that next stage in life. Because, look, like it or not, as an adult, a lot of times you end up bringing your homework with you, right? You bring your work back to the place of home, and it gets a little tricky at times because you'd love to leave work at work, but sometimes you've got to bring it home. And when you've got something like a Chromebook, I think it certainly helps you adapt to that a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's again, like you said, all about adapting and being flexible, not only with the devices, but again, with the spaces, with the tools you're using, just being flexible with people.
Well, and speaking of taking advantage of technology, you guys have a new Amherst Schools app. Well, they say you've made it in this life when you've got an app, so tell us about this app and what this does for all of its users.
Yeah, I got to give credit to one of our board members, Rex Angle, who who brought up the point about a year ago that, you know, the website is functional and does very well, but in this day and age, you know, a lot of people, it's hard to navigate sometimes on a small phone or a tablet from a traditional website. So we looked into investing into an app that actually pulls all the information from the website into app form on your phone, which you can get the App Store or the Google Apps for Education, and you can have an app on your phone. So it pulls in the most important events, news, a staff directory, and a more section that if you need something from the website, you can link back to it. But I have to say, it's pretty handy. I think everyone's using it quite a bit. We just added the high school sports to it, so you can get almost anything you need from that app right on your phone.
Well, that's a nice little tool for administration and parents both to kind of stay in touch with everything that's happening between the two sides, right?
Yeah, I mean, life's so busy, as we mentioned earlier. You need to be able to communicate and have parents get to access to things pretty quickly. And especially things update so quickly these days, you have to have it out there almost immediately, right?
Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of thing that can be used, and I hate to use the S word too early, but we are getting awfully close to using some of those snow days or calamity days. They are right around the corner. But this is the kind of tool that parents can use as well. You know, no longer are you waiting on the phone chain or the email chain, or if you're following Amherst Schools on social media as well. If you've got the app, I would imagine this is the kind of thing that can help streamline that process.
Absolutely. And tying everything together where, yeah, you're putting something on the website, but it transitions to the app and goes easily to Facebook and Twitter. You're right. You just want to serve your community and get the information to them however they need it.
Yeah, and it sounds like these are the kinds of things that get information to the students faster, they get to parents faster with changing of events and things of that nature. And, you know, look, as we talked about at the very beginning of the interview, I think people were really interested to find out what was going on with the construction process of the new Powers Elementary School, what were some of the new amenities going to be, and with the app, I mean, there are updates that seem like they're going to be readily available at your fingertips.
Yeah, we put news on there all the time.
Good stuff. Well, Mike, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Always a pleasure to catch up with you and find out about the new exciting things going on at Amherst, and we look forward to doing this again soon.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike. Again, that's Mike Molnar, the Assistant Superintendent at Amherst, joining us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.